This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. For many people who struggle with substance abuse, addiction and loneliness can feed one another. And during the past 2 or 3 years, a new area of research has been exploring how that happens. KCUR's Alex Smith has the story of how loneliness and addiction shaped the lives of two women who are in recovery and are trying to get their kids back.
Well, this one might be little, but she's mighty. Come on up, Rachel.
Dozens of people who are recovering from drug and alcohol abuse cheer and pound long picnic tables to celebrate milestones of recovery on a Friday night at Healing House. It's a live-in recovery program in northeast Kansas City, Missouri. For many people here, like Monica, who's sitting in the center of the room, struggles with substance abuse started from an early age. We're only using first names in this story because members of the program have used illegal drugs. Monica says that when she was growing up in Kansas City, her mother was regularly drunk or high on drugs, and this put a huge strain on their relationship. Monica ran away from home as a teenager, then started using PCP and later cocaine.
It isolated me from my family. They did not want to be bothered with me because of my behaviors. It caused me to lose good friends.
After years of substance abuse and legal problems, Monica is hoping for a fresh start for herself and for her relationship with her own kids, who are now in state custody. Carl Lejway is a University of Kansas researcher. He says that in many cases, such as Monica's, drug and alcohol abuse start as ways to deal with isolation and loneliness.
For people who have experienced trauma, they may not have the same ability to cope with stress in the future that other people have. If someone is isolated or lonely or has trouble being social with other people, they may not develop social skills that other people will develop.
But once addiction has taken hold of someone's life, it can push other people even further away. Researchers have found that people who heavily use alcohol or drugs like opioids can show reduced empathy and ability to recognize emotions in other people. Stimulant drugs like meth or cocaine can make people more aggressive. Nicole is another mother in recovery at Healing House who struggled with alcohol and meth. Even though she was a stay-at-home mom, her substance abuse prevented her from having a healthy relationship with her children.
And even though I still got up every day and I still took care of my kids and I still cooked them breakfast, lunch, and dinner and put them to bed at night and did everything that I thought I was doing, I still wasn't getting down on their level and nurturing them the way that I really, really, truly should have been doing.
Getting sober is a step in the right direction, but it doesn't solve everything. Researcher Carl Lejway explains that for many people whose brains are craving the high of a drug or alcohol, it's hard to enjoy a sobriety celebration or much of anything. In time, people in recovery do learn to enjoy things and regain social skills that they may have lost during substance abuse. Researchers say that for many people, having strong relationships is key to staying sober in the long run.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Nicole celebrates the first birthday of her youngest son in the Healing House meeting hall. He's visiting with an escort from the state. She says that now she's sober and rebuilding her life, the connection with her children is coming back as well.
The motherly thing is all natural. It was just distorted by what was going on in my life.
Monica, on the other hand, is taking a slower approach to getting her kids back. She says she wants to spend more time working on sobriety to make sure she's ready to be a good mother for her children.
I'm doing this for myself so I can be good for them, because if I'm not good for myself, I'm no good for anyone.
And so for now, getting back with her kids will mean spending more time alone. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.